but Israel, Amen, Shema Israel.
This week, the Eternal Light presents a special broadcast celebrating the reestablishment of the ancient Jewish Commonwealth in Eretz Yisrael through the creation by the United Nations Assembly of a Jewish state in Palestine. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present this program, which comes to you in cooperation with the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. We present Paul Muni and Morton Wishengrad's Document of a Faith, and It Came to Pass. Our special guest soloist on today's program is Regina Resnick, dramatic soprano of the Metropolitan Opera Company.
I'm a Jew alive. And every Jew alive bears witness in his flesh to Jews who are dead. Therefore I say, this is a day which the Lord hath made. But I may not rejoice for long, not yet. The purchase price was set too high. The remnant of Jacob which shall return is small. And orphaned children have not yet purged mind of memory and pain. Perhaps in a little while, perhaps then there will be time and space for gladness. In Flushing Meadow, where the decision was made, 57 nations read the documents and listened to the testimony, and then when the time came to announce the vote, there was a pause. A longer pause than usual. A pause which lasted 2,000 years.
Palestine partition is voted 33-13.
There was no applause. There was only silence. And in the silence, Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham, the son of Terach, formerly of the city of Ur in the Chaldees, opened to the well-worn place in the 12th chapter of the first book and read once more.
And the Lord said unto Abram, get thee unto the land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee.
In the city of Jerusalem, they opened the book further to a place of Isaiah's prophecy.
And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and they that are escaped out of the house of Jacob shall no more again stay upon him that smote them, but shall stay upon the Lord, the Holy One, in truth. A remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob, and Zion shall be redeemed in righteousness and justice.
Tzion v'nishpat tipodeh.
Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And in New York City a voice declared,
not only has our cause triumphed at Flushing Meadows, but the United Nations has triumphed through our cause. This is the first time that the United Nations and the civilized world have decided to create a new state.
Tzion v'nishpat tipodeh. and Zion shall be redeemed in righteousness.
In Flushing Meadow, 57 nations read the documents and heard the testimony. But not every document was offered, nor was the testimony given in full. Faith is also testimony, and worship is a document of faith acceptable to God and entitled to the sovereign consideration of men. It is entirely proper, then, to offer the testimony of 2,000 years of faith, the documents of scripture, prophecy, and prayer. Consider them wisely, for they will give no truth except a truth of life, and no beauty except that beauty that's discovered in the agony and nakedness of souls. And consider also the words,
Im eshkachech Yerushalayim, tishkach yemini.
If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its strength. Zionism was born the day the temple was destroyed. Israel became a wanderer and was dispersed among the nations, but Israel did not forget. They were the scattered herdsmen of Canaan. They were the fugitive seed of Jerusalem's royal shepherd, the generations of David the king. And so standing in the cities of the dispersion, they turned hearts eastward and they sang a psalm of longing.
Im eshkachech Yerushalayim, tishkach yemini.
If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its strength. Transmuted into the rhapsody of Yehudi Alevi. My heart is in the east, and I in the uttermost west. How can I find savor and food? How shall it be sweet to me? O Zion, I would fall with my face upon thine earth and take delight in thy stones and be tender to thy dust. I would pass into thy forest and thy fruitful field and stand within thy Gilead and wonder at thy mount beyond. Does sanction to be rooted come from a people's character? They had come out of Egypt as slaves. They had trained themselves to freedom with a terrible and holy passion that only slaves can know. In their latter generations, the prophet Amos came down from Tekoa. Isaiah rose up to proclaim a vision of justice. Hosea was taught by suffering to declare the law of mercy. In their midst, the psalmist was kissed by God and patterned for all mankind the language of poetry. And when rooted up from out of the land and cast abroad, they never forgot. When they built their synagogues...
Here, set the ark here, toward the east, toward Jerusalem.
Zion was in the mouth of babes, and each young life was consecrated by its hope. Boys ascended the Bema in their 13th year and were confirmed as legal members of the congregation in the ceremony of Bar Mitzvah.
Have mercy upon Zion, for it is the home of our life, and save her that is grieved in spirit, speedily and in our day. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who makest Zion joyful to her children.
They did not forget. It was their life. And life may not be forgotten. There are reminders, the small ceremonial reminders of individual existence, the greater ceremonial reminders of individuals joined together.
The bridegroom will place the ring upon the forefinger of the right hand of the bride. Bridegroom, repeat after me. Behold thou, Rebecca, the daughter of Daniel.
Behold thou, Rebecca, the daughter of Daniel.
Art betrothed unto me.
Art betrothed unto me.
According to the law of Moses and Israel.
According to the law of Moses and Israel.
A marriage ceremony, a testimony of daily life, a document submitted by Israelites in all the countries upon all the continents of God's earth.
This glass is a symbol of the Temple of Jerusalem. Even in this moment of your happiness, you may not forget that Israel is exiled from Zion and that the Temple of Jerusalem has been destroyed. Therefore, tread down hard upon this glass and break it.
In the shining white city of Moorish Spain or in the Polish ghettos and Bohemian villages, each man who occupied a dwelling took up his hammer and nailed a mizrach plate against the eastern wall. And upon each Sabbath day of the year, they prayed,
bring us in peace from the four corners of the earth, and make us go upright to our land. For thou art a God who worketh salvation.
Years of cruel oppression, and the years of Black Death, and the cities of the German Rhineland, and the years of Inquisition, and the days of the Russian pogrom, and in more recent days of the cold thrust of annihilation, those with body left and utterance remaining stole diligently to the synagogues upon the holiest day of the year. And when the long service of the Day of Atonement was concluded, they said,
Leshana Abaha Beyerushalayim.
Next year in Jerusalem.
Leshana.
next year in Jerusalem. Words, yes. Words of piety and ritual, yes, but words to sustain a faltering heart. Words to evoke a memory of the past and build a healing bridge above the present into the future of their fulfillment. You think the words were said in jest or without emotion? Do not think so. For hearts beat more quickly, and shoulders straightened, and a flush came to the cheeks pale with fasting. They believed. They stood with Ezekiel in the valley of dry bones.
Behold, I will open your graves, and I will bring you into the land of Israel, and ye shall live. And I will place you in your own land, and ye shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and performed it, saith the Lord.
And because they believed, they sang their faith each day after each meal in a song of grace. Zion, we were like unto them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with exultation. Then said they among the nations,
the Lord hath done great things for them.
The Lord hath done great things for us, whereat we rejoice. Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Though he goeth on his way weeping, bearing the store of seed, he shall come back with joy, bearing his sheaves. Now, this is a faith based firmly in that land called Eretz Yisrael, quickened by the land and focused by it. They were bookbinders in Warsaw, but the daily pledge of prayer was for them.
And I shall give grass in thy field for thy cattle, and thou shalt eat and be satisfied.
He was a bookbinder. He was a stoop-shouldered mechanic in a stone city, where there was neither grass nor cattle. But he prayed for grass.
Maybe in Palestine they need a little pasture for the cattle. It will do no harm to read the prayer.
They were tinsmiths and lens grinders in Holland. They had no field to plow. But the words for them each day were nevertheless,
I will give the rain of your land in its season. The former rain and the latter rain.
Holland required no rain. For Holland that year there was rain and surfeit. There was flood. But they prayed for rain.
Palestine might need it.
The former rain and the latter rain.
Of course there are two rainy seasons. And in a dry country without rain, nothing grows.
There was nothing strange in this for them. There were Jewish seamen who went down to sea in ships, and they prayed,
"And God give thee, O Zion, of the dew of heaven and of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine."
See the plan in this? Outside, they were tailors and garment workers, but in the synagogues, they remembered the words of harvest and planting. In the houses and in their shops, they were city dwellers, but in their synagogues, they were herdsmen again and tillers of the soil. The green grass of Jezreel was all around them, and lifting their prayer books, they carried balm of Gilead and tasted grapes of Eshcol, and made a cup of their hands for the dew of Hermon. And so for a remnant it was a plan, and it came to pass, a plan for the return of them who of necessity would have to return or perish. A haven, a sanctuary, a refuge, a pledge redeemed. These are the documents, and this is the testimony of prayer and prophecy and scripture. In Flushing Meadow, 33 nations vindicated an ancient plan, and once again the people of Judea rises among the councils of nations. We who are in America shall bless them and make a prayer that they shall be happy in their land as we are happy in this, our land. May they also know the dignity of fulfillment. May they redeem themselves and follow justice. May they never forget that there is no human life and no nation and no faith without beauty and without holiness. May they love peace and pursue peace, and may they find peace and be a light to the nations.
And now we take pleasure in introducing Dr. Simon Greenberg, Provost of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Dr. Greenberg.
The decision of the United Nations Assembly to reestablish a Jewish state in Palestine is neither a political nor a military victory. It is above all a triumph of the spirit and a vindication of a faith. For more than 1,800 years, and under the most adverse circumstances, the Jews remained unswerving in their faith in the promise God made to Abraham concerning Palestine. To thee have I given it, and to thy children after thee. The glorious vindication of this faith is the most eloquent testimony offered by all of human history to the prophetic truth that the grass withereth and flower fadeth, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. This triumph of the Spirit gives us renewed courage to believe that despite the present difficulties and disturbances, the renaissance of Judaism in the land of its birth will be but the prelude to the establishment of a world order of peace and brotherhood. While all lovers of justice rejoice in the action of the United Nations, The news was of greatest significance to the harried remnant of Jews who continue to live in DP camps. To them, it means, in all literalness, a new lease on human dignity, on hope, and on life itself. It is fitting, therefore, that on this occasion, we should hear from them, through our distinguished fellow American, Judge Louis E. Leventhal. These past 6 months, Judge Leventhal has been in Germany, serving as advisor on Jewish affairs to General Lucius D. Clay, United States Military Governor of Germany. He has given a lifetime of service to America, to Zionism, to Jewish education, and to every good cause for the advancement of the welfare of his fellow man. Judge Leventhal will speak to us from Frankfurt.
A kind providence has given me the privilege of meeting with my long-suffering fellow Jews here in Germany and Austria at this historic time, when the 1900-year-old dream of our people is reaching fulfillment. I speak of the men and women who survived Auschwitz, Dachau, Buchenwald, and the other Nazi hells. I speak also of the men, women, and children who fought with Macedon valor in the underground and emerged from forests and caves, certain that they would share in the fate of victory. This illusion, they have been sustained only by our unshakable faith that the civilized world must ultimately grant them real liberation. In these days of rejoicing, the Jewish displaced persons are deeply grateful to the Allied forces that rescued them, to the international agencies that have served them, and to American Jewry that has brought them relief and rehabilitation, and through representatives here have restored their dignity and faith in themselves. Mingled with their joy and thanksgiving, I have observed a profound sense of responsibility. They seem determined to prove themselves worthy of the verdict of the spirit embodied in the decision of the United Nations. They are resolved, like their fellow Jews in the Exodus 1947, to join the gallant pioneers and builders of Palestine in creating a state of which Jews everywhere may be proud, although eager to live in friendship with their neighbors in the Holy Land. They are prepared to perish, if need be, in defense of their homeland. And they pray to their God, the God of Abraham, the father of both Jew and Arab, that the decision of the United Nations may be the forerunner to an era of genuine peace, security, and freedom for all mankind.
Thank you, Judge Leventhal. Our eternal light drama today, And It Came to Pass, was written by Morton Wishengrad and signalized the decision of the United Nations calling for the establishment of a Jewish state in Palestine. The music was arranged by Morris Momorsky and conducted by Milton Katims. Our special guests today were Paul Muni as the narrator and Miss Regina Resnick of the Metropolitan Opera Company. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical music. The entire production was under the direction of Frank Papp. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.